It's on Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. We're in Halloween mode today with some uncanny tales, but look, not every story is scary. David Hurt is a professional storyteller. This month he shared Southern Ghost Stories at the Art Station Theater in Stone Mountain, and we asked him to share one with us.
I'm going to tell you about these two boys, Gerald and Jerome. They was Potter Mill boys, and they was no good at all. Why, every time they could get into mischief, they would. I want you to know. Why, they even took Granny Levitt and tied her high boot laces together, and when the old woman stood up, why, she went to falling over, and all them boys did was life. Oh, they would lock people in the outhouse. They'd burn the apple tree. Whatever they could think they could get away with, they was always in trouble. But their mama always stood by them. Well, one day, this creature appeared in the area. It was half dog, half wild creature. It lived in the swamp, down in the bog. And when you got a wild creature on one end and a dog on the other, you've got a wog. And, well, the wog living in the bog, everybody called it the bog wog, and it was here to get rid of the children what done mischief. Oh, I don't mean children that wouldn't eat their green peas at dinner. I'm talking people that done bad things, kind of like the Potter's Mill boys. Well, they was out one night a-playing around, having a good time, causing all sorts of trouble, when they heard in the leaves a rustling. And they seen this little creature go scuttering across, and, well, they made no mind of that and went on back to their place. Now, their mama had gone on to bed, don't you know? And they were there, but the bogwog had creeped up to their cabin because they was prime targets to get rid of. Well, here it was, don't you know, that they hear this slithering and whatnot around the cabin, and all of a sudden this slimy green tongue come in underneath the door frame. Well, they didn't know what to do with it, so it wrapped around one of the boys and had his arm and was pulling him toward the door, trying to get him out there. And when the other boy's other part, Jerome, he grabs a poker and gives it a whack on the tongue, and that thing runs away. And now they know the bogwog is after them. So they try to plan some sort of attack. They set things up. They move into the little shed out back so that their mama won't be disturbed. They're there, waiting for it. They've got a nice little fire built, and this thing comes in again, that slimy tongue coming in, trying to get him, and it comes in and grabs a hold of one of the boys again and tries to drag him out, and that's when they grab that thing and wrap that tongue around the bedpost so it can't get out, and they start to pull it and drag that thing in and throw it in a bag and take it down to the creek to throw it away and get rid of it. It escapes and chases him back to the house. And them boys is now in fear. They're in that cabin one more time, and this thing's a-banging at the door, a-clawing on the ceilings, a-headed in the roof, and comes down the chimney, all the way down into that hot fire. They grab it with a poker, throw it to the ground. They get one of them hot coals and wrap its tongue around it, and it goes a-screaming out of the door. They think they're safe, but it comes back the next night. And that's when the boys see what they've got to do. They have got to get rid of this creature. So that tongue comes out again. One of them grabs it. They take a hatchet and chop that tongue off, and it goes to slithering out the door, and that creature goes to screaming down into the woods, never to be heard from again. And they go, "Mama, Mama, look what has happened. We've been saved by the bogwog." She knowed her boys was bad, and if the bogwog was going to get them, well, maybe they just had to have a lesson taught to them, and she whooped them both good. Now, they knowed a couple of things here that they was able to figure out. Number one, they was bad boys and had to change their way. But number two, their mama loved them, and she'd stand by them in everything. And that's really all a son needs. Now, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That's professional storyteller David Hurt. Each year, he tells Southern ghost stories at the Art Station Theater in Stone Mountain.